Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock and Kiki.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's so good to see you this early.
It is so early.
It is so early. Usually Hunter's in today, but he had to work late last night. So, like the little bitch that he is, he called in today, took the day off. So, you're filling in instead.
I'm filling in.
Yeah.
I forgot how dark it is this early.
It's very depressing this early in the morning. It is. It is. This is my life. Well, good to see you.
Thank you.
And this morning, we got a lot going on. We got Hey Kiki. A little bit later on, you're going to answer a listener question.
Yes.
Today, we're going to talk about I can't believe I didn't get fired stories.
Oh.
I have a good one. I have a very good one.
I might have a good one, too.
Yeah, all right.
I think so.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. When we come back, your I can't believe I didn't get fired stories.
I can't wait to hear your story.
Mine's great. I think you might know it. Once I start telling it, you'll probably realize it. But comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I can't believe I didn't get fired. Good morning. It's Brock. Kiki.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, gosh, that was too much.
Was it too much?
That was too much.
You get those headphones on loud. No, I'm going to yell. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning we're talking about, I can't believe I didn't get fired, stories.
I bet you have a lot of those.
Actually, I do have a couple of them. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. You know, sometimes at work we do silly things, and sometimes you're lucky enough to not get canned. Maybe it was your first offense and like, all right, we'll give you one. Don't do it again. I have two of them. I'll tell you two. One, when I was bartending years ago as a young man, one night, Friday night, bartending, slinging drinks, getting the crowd going, karaoke, I was goaded into getting up on the bar, taking my shirt off and singing Summer in the City. It didn't take that much.
This was your idea.
This was my, it was my idea. Okay, it was my idea.
That's what I thought.
So I was up on the bar. I had my shirt off. I was dancing, singing Summer in the City by Love and Spoonful. Great song. And there may have been some dollar bills exchanged for dancing. You know, stuff. Just having a good time.
So you were basically running a strip joint.
Like a very mild Magic Mike situation. Pants never came off. But the next day, the next weekend, I come in and there is an envelope with my name written on it, pinned to the corkboard back behind where all the, where, you know, we get all our stuff. And inside that envelope was a picture of me with my shirt off on the bar.
Oh.
With a little note saying, this should never happen again. And I was like, okay, that's it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. So needless to say, I kept my shirt on. I may loosen a button from time to time, but that happened. So that was my one, because I could have gotten fired.
Right.
And then the bigger one, and this was very early on in my radio career, I spilt beer on Seether's amp.
I remember that.
This was at a my job in Madison. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know at the time, you're not allowed to take drinks up on stage.
Right.
Which is a rule.
Amateur hour.
Which is a rule I constantly break because I got my beer. And I'm like, hey, I didn't get up. Anyway, I had my beer cup in my mouth for some reason. And I leaned over to put something down. And beer spilt from my beer cup that was in my mouth onto the amp of Seether right before they went on stage. Luckily, there was no issue. However, the stagehand for Seether was very upset, and I thought for sure, I was like, this is it. This is it. I have no seniority at this company at this point. Still a young guy. I was part-time, and I was like, well, it's been a good run,
mm-hmm.
short run. I spilled beer on Seether's amp right before they go on stage. I'm screwed. And I got a very stern talking to by my now mentor.
Right.
And that's just why, hey, it's why we can't
that's
do
fair.
It.
That's fair. Yeah,
it's fair.
That's fair.
But the like whole time, I was just waiting for him to say, you will never work in this industry ever again. Get out of here. You're fired. Nothing. So, but yeah, that's mine. That was a big deal.
That's a really big deal.
Yeah, that's a very big deal.
Seether could have requested that the station will never, they will never work for the station as long as you are there.
Yeah, they could have said, we're not going on stage. This is ridiculous.
Luckily, they're nice guys.
They're very great
they're
guys.
They're very nice guys.
So that's
if
my
was
story.
Someone, another few other bands I can think of, they probably would not have played.
Yeah, Yeah, the bastards. But thank you, Seether, for being very gracious. And thank you to Randy Hoff for not firing me on the spot. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is your I can't believe I didn't get fired story?
Thing that I've ever fucked before.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:48. It's Brock. It's Kiki.
Hey.
Hey. 7:48 and 29. We got Hey Kiki up in just a little bit. You're going to answer a listener question.
True.
This is true. Thank you.
I have
you.
A couple. Do I get to do both or just one?
Just one. You don't want to give it all away. You can't give away all your knowledge. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I can't believe I didn't get fired.
I bet now, you say that a lot.
You've been, I do. You've been rather quiet on this, Little Miss Perfect. What, you've never been almost fired before?
I have seriously been, I thought I was thinking of something, but I really don't think. I think I was just trying to make something up. Like, did that happen or not? No, I actually, my jobs have always been kind of in charge of everything. So I can't, I don't really mess up a lot. Just going to say.
Spoken like a true wife right there. Good Lord.
Oh, stop it.
Good Lord.
I'm sorry that I'm responsible.
Little halo over your head. Such an angel. Actually, that's true. In all the years,
I'm pretty good at my job.
I've worked with you for how many years have we worked together now? Four?
Working together.
4 years?
No. 5 years?
Has it been 5 years? It's like a lifetime.
Yeah, 5 years.
It goes by so slow, it's hard to tell. I've never seen you do anything major at work.
No. I think I just always have so much responsibility and a lot rides on me, so I can't really mess up.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Little Miss Goody Two Shoes, never everyone's favorite.
Well, the only thing, hold on. This is the only thing, but I still kind of had the right to do it.
Yeah.
But technically it might be frowned upon. But after running events, I used to take the leftover beer that we had from our sponsor, which they don't want it back.
No, it's not
like,
they're not.
This is yours. But maybe I should have saved it for like a company thing.
You just drank it yourself.
I would take it to my house and I would throw huge bonfires for like with all my coworkers and friends.
Yeah.
And we would just drink the rest of the beer.
That's a stretch. That's not doing it. It's, no.
Okay, well,
no.
That's all I got.
God.
That's pretty cool of me, though.
I'm a cool boss.
I
thought of another one. I used to be a tour guide at a cave called Cave of the Mounds in Blue Mounds, Wisconsin.
Yep.
And one time, after hours, I took a lady friend into the cave.
Oh, is that your spot?
Where we proceeded to.
Oh, kids go in there.
Well, I know, and I apparently I forgot about the security cameras, and I had a nice meeting.
Gosh.
That one I should have got fired for because I wasn't breaking in. I had a key. I had a key to the place. But I was there after hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
disgusting.
What? It was only over the pants stuff. It wasn't that bad. We didn't go too crazy with it.
The bacteria now that you've put all over those stalactites.
It was very romantic.
And stalactites.
You have not
you
seen romance.
Growth. You stopped the growth.
And you know, funny, I've taken you to that cave before.
Yeah, you have. But you did not get lucky in it.
No, I did not because we were with the tour. I tried to.
You did.
I tried to like have us stay back.
Yeah, anytime it gets really, really dark, you would try and do the old
reach around.
Yeah.
Get a little handsy in the dark parts of the cave. I was trying to get in your cave, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
hey-o! All right, let's take a quick break on that note. Good morning, 7:59. It's Brock, it's Kiki.
Good morning.
All right, I think we can wrap this up. You're great. You're the perfect employee. You never do anything wrong. I'm just a dum-dum.
You're saying it like
should have been fired years ago.
Actually very accurate.
You know what, late? No, it's true. And like I said, it's because you have always been much more grown up and responsible than I am. And I'm just waiting for the day that I do get fired.
Well, that's why we work together, so that I can make sure that you don't get fired.
Oh, so it's almost like on a curve. It's like based on a curve. So since you do so.
They keep you because they like me.
I like that. So since you do so well, even when I screw up, it's not that bad.
I help level it out a little bit. You're welcome.
That's good. No, I appreciate that. Yeah. That's how I got through high school, is on the curve.
Okay.
That was it. Horsing around otherwise. Okay, well, you keep doing well. So if you ever get fired, I'm done.
I got you, babe.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We can't rely on you.
How dare you? No, that's true. That's a good point. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got your WTF. Rock.